This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. European leaders have now reached an agreement to embargo most Russian oil imports. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
At their summit in Brussels, EU leaders reach a deal on more sanctions that include the embargo of most Russian oil. Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says all oil delivered by tanker will be blocked by year's end, while pipeline deliveries to landlocked countries such as Hungary will continue. She notes the embargo will dramatically cut oil imports from Russia.
Overall, 90% of Russian oil being wind down in this time frame.
The agreement, still to be ratified by all 27 members, freezes assets and imposes travel bans on individuals, removes Russia's largest bank from a global financial transfer system, and includes $9.7 billion in direct economic assistance to Ukraine. I'm Tim McGuire.
Russian troops pushed deeper into a key eastern Ukrainian city on Monday, fighting street by street with Kyiv's forces in a battle that has left Severodonetsk in ruins in a bid to pressure Moscow to end the war. Of course, the European Union agreed to embargo most Russian oil imports by the end of the year. As Moscow's advance increased in intensity, Russian forces also shelled parts of Ukraine's northeast, and a struggle continued for control of the southern region. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, meanwhile, said that Russia has prevented the export of 22 million tons of Ukrainian grain, contributing to a growing global food crisis. And again, the Russian troops pushed deeper into the key eastern Ukrainian city on Monday, with fighting occurring street by street between Russian forces and Ukrainian forces. There is more